Hey, today is our Kingdom Builder Vision Casting Sunday. It's one of the best Sundays of the entire year as we get a chance to look at where in the world is God taking our church. All right? So my name's Jeff. I'm one of the pastors on staff, and I'm really, really super glad that you're here. Today, although I'm one of your pastors, okay, today I'm actually standing here representing 24 of our missionaries and 29 of our missions organizations. That's really my role today. My role today is to stand here on behalf of our missionaries that live in silence in Morocco because they can't just walk around and go, I'm a missionary, right? Or they get thrown out of the country. I'm here today representing one of our missionaries that's in the country of Jordan. And in Jordan, they are actually raising up other missionaries. They've sent them already to places like Iraq, Afghanistan. Yeah, you might think that we have no missionaries there, but we do. They're sending people even into Iran, where you know, like the places that most Americans are not even interested in going. We're a part of sending missionaries into these countries to make sure that people know about Jesus. Saudi Arabia. I'm standing here on behalf of missionaries that are in Oman and in Yemen right now. So I'm standing here representing our missionaries that are all over the world, whether it's in Latin America or South America or it's in Europe, right? Or it's over in the Asian continent or in India. Like, I'm representing them today. You have 24 missionaries all around the world, and we're looking to increase that number on a regular basis based on our giving so that we can be one of their primary supporters. When I get a chance to hop on a jet and fly over and meet with our missionaries in places like India or Morocco, one of the questions I ask them is, you know, hey, I want to know, where does New Life Church fall when it comes to financial support? Are we one of your greatest financial supporters? And every single time they say, not only are you one of, but you are the number one financial supporter for us. Our philosophy is that we don't want to just give 100 missionaries $25. We want to give, you know, 50 missionaries thousands of dollars every single year. Because we want to get behind them. We want them to be true partners, part of our Kingdom Builder family. So today I'm standing here representing those 24 that we have and the many more that are to come in the future. I'm also representing all of our missions organizations that we're a part of. Whether that is Youth with a Future, who are partnering with college students in El Salvador that are helping them, right, become the men and women God's asked them to be, where they couldn't go to college otherwise and they would be left for the poorest of the poor jobs. They're helping them get an education and be committed to the local church with this partnership with the local church so that college students serve in ministry in the local church and we help fund them to go to college so that when they become the doctor or they become the lawyer, they're still a part of the local church helping to take the influence of Jesus Christ in countries like El Salvador and take it to a brand new level. I'm excited to be partners with groups like Youth with a Future or Project Rescue. Project Rescue is totally focused on rescuing women and children and men as well, or boys, out of sex trafficking. And they're all over the world and they're positioned at borders and they're working with local churches all over the world, and they're partnering with them to help them identify where sex trafficking is taking place and how to identify, you know, the issues of it and how to help rescue these women and children out of these horrific situations. And so we're a part of partners like that. We have other partners that have, you know, rehabilitation centers that are helping gang members come out of, you know, a lifestyle of drugs and alcohol and sex and violence and murder and help them get out of that and become a follower of Jesus Christ. We've got partners like Convoy of Hope who are primarily focused on coming in where the disasters happen, where the floods and the hurricanes and the tornadoes wipe out places, and they come in through the local church. It's always through the local church, and they come in and they provide millions and millions of dollars worth of resources to help rescue people in their greatest time of need, plus the 500 and some thousand children that they're feeding every single day around the world. I'm just standing here representing some of our Kingdom Builder missions partners, whether that's Royal Family Kids Camp or that's Track Camp, right? or it's one of these others that I've mentioned to you today. We've got a lot of partners, and we got a lot of people that are out in the mission field, and they're counting on us to be a part of what they're doing. And we like to, at the beginning of the year, kind of cast the vision for what we see and what we want to do. And that's why when you walk through the doors at all of our auditoriums, or if you're online, you have the ability to probably, you know, scan some kind of a QR code where you can look at a digital version of our Kingdom Builder book. But we gave you a Kingdom Builder project book. And in that Kingdom Builder project book, you will see all of the missionaries and all of the missions organizations that we're partnering with this year. And for every single one of them, we've already set a dollar amount that we would love to invest into those ministries. And that total amount is just shy of $600,000 in 2024 that we as a church want to invest into missionaries and missions partners to help advance the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. I don't know about you, but I just think that's pretty stinking cool. That's the kind of church that we are. That's the kind of church we want to be. Amen? So why did I start Kingdom Builders? I started Kingdom Builders because it's like, from if you come from other churches, maybe other churches talk about missions, right? And that's fine. That's what Kingdom Builders is at the base of it. But why did I lead our church into a Kingdom Builder thrust years ago? Well, I did it because I wanted to make sure that you understood one thing, that Kingdom Builders helps keep you focused on why Jesus came and why he's coming back. I just think it's important that we know, as followers of Jesus Christ, why did Jesus come and why is Jesus coming back? How many of you guys know that? I mean, Jesus is he's my leader, right? I follow him. If I call myself a Christian, then I have to be a person that knows, why did my leader come and why is my leader coming back? And the number one reason for that, church, and the focus of 2024 is all wrapped up in one word, right? The word is rescue. Can you just say rescue with me? Everything about 2024 when it comes to Kingdom Builders is about rescue. It's why Jesus came. Jesus came to rescue people. Jesus is coming back to rescue people. Jesus said it this way about himself in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Why don't you take a look at the screens, read it with me. It says this, "For the Son of Man came to," what? "Seek and save those who are lost." This is why Jesus came. Now, Jesus used the Son of Man. Don't get confused by that. It's a title he used for himself. So he says, look, I came to seek and to save those who are lost. Who in this room has ever been spiritually lost? Every single one of your hands should go up, by the way. You could have been born and raised in the church, and there was a moment when you were spiritually lost. Because the Bible tells me that all of us have fallen short of God's glory. All of us, we are in need of salvation. All of us. You didn't have to go off the rails to need that. You just had to be born to need that. And so we have all been rescued by Christ through his wonderful grace and his mercy. And now we get to partner with him in doing that same thing. So guys, Jesus came to rescue people. Let me tell you a little story of an organization that started well over 100 years ago called the Rescue Society. These guys lived on the East Coast, and they lived in a place where, right next to the ocean, where this reef went out quite a ways into the ocean, and there were large rocks out there, and they noticed that ships would come in, and ships would, unintentionally, they would run into the rocks, and they would run into the reefs, and ships were wrecking left and right, and hundreds of sailors were dying right there while they lived just, you know, right off, right while they lived on land, and people are dying right there in the ocean, right in front of them. So they decided something has to happen. We can't just keep letting this happen. And so they decided we're going to start the Rescue Society. And for years, when the ocean was raging at its worst and people were wrecked into these rocks and, you know, flailing for their life in the water, they would take their little lifeboats and they would race out into the waters and they would risk their own lives, and they saved hundreds and hundreds of sailors from doom and from death. The Rescue Society was very popular, and the people were incredibly thankful, and there were people now all over the world that said, man, if it wasn't for the Rescue Society, I wouldn't be walking on this earth today. But then over time, like many organizations, the Rescue Society got more focused on training, and perfecting their techniques, and they got more focused on their meetings. They began attending rescue workshops, right, and bringing in consultants to teach them how to rescue more people better, right, and then tell them about the latest and the greatest equipment in rescuing. And before long, their facilities were the very best. They were amazing. Their boats were the best boats that you could get your hands on, right? Their equipment was the best equipment that has ever been seen before. And they kept meeting weekly and sometimes twice a week just to talk about their equipment and talk about their boats and to talk about their facilities. They would even at times argue, yes, no, this piece of equipment is better. No, that boat is better. They would argue about it. They would argue about how their facility was being used and how their facility was even being taken care of and how much money that they had invested into these things. The Rescue Society got so wrapped up in their meetings and in their boats and in their equipment and going to workshops and talking to consultants that their boats went out into the frigid waters, rescuing people less and less and less until one day, their boats didn't go out anymore to rescue people. And while they were sitting around in their hall, in their club, meeting one more time that week, a cruise liner came by and ran into the reef and ran into the rocks, and it shipwrecked, and hundreds of people died that day while they were sitting in their meeting. And you might ask yourself, like, why? Why did that happen? Well, it's because the Rescue Society, they stopped actually rescuing people. And they made the main focus of their entire club now all about them. I think you can see the parallels. One of the greatest demises of Christianity and the local church is that we have forgotten what the primary mission of the local church is. That Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross and he started the church, so that the church could join with him in rescuing people. And what happens often in Christianity and often what happens in churches is that we make everything about us. It's all about me. And am I getting what I need? And are we taking care of this facility right? And, you know, I mean, look, we poured a lot of money into this and all of our services. And are our services just right? And all the lights right? And the video right? And the sound is right? And, you know, am I getting fed? Because I just don't know if I'm getting fed anymore at this church. And we've forgotten the primary mission of the local church. Do you know what the primary mission of the local church is? It's to rescue people. That's the primary mission of the local church. If you thought ever in your mind at any time in history that the local church was to feed you and the primary mission was to feed you, you are wrong, my friends. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to know that, yes, part of the mission of the local church is to feed you as the Christian, but it's not the primary mission. The primary mission is to rescue people in Jesus' name. And here's what's so ironic about it. The people that I hear the most as a pastor over, you know, almost three decades now of full-time ministry, the people I hear the most is go, "Pastor, I'm just not getting fed." None of those people have ever been people that are actually rescuing people. There's something about joining Jesus and rescuing people that spiritually feeds your soul like no sermon could ever do, like no Bible study could ever do. There's something about you being out in the lifeboat, in the frigid waters of this world, in the chaos of this world, loving people in Jesus' name and rescuing them that causes you to be spiritually full like little things can in this world. It feeds your soul. I think that's the reason why Jesus one day, sitting at a well, rescuing a woman from her past, that when the disciples came back and said, "Hey, we've got food for you," Jesus said, "I don't need that earthly food. I have food that you know nothing of." The primary mission of the local church is to seek and to save that which is lost. So why do we have Kingdom Builders? Because Kingdom Builders keeps reminding you why Jesus came and why Jesus is coming back. Kingdom Builders is all about rescuing people. And when you rescue people, and when you are a Kingdom Builder, you're joining with God's, the center of God's heart. As a kingdom builder, you join with God at the center of his heart. Let me tell you the center of God's heart. Look at it on the screen. It's 2 Peter 3:9. I want you to read this along with me. Here's what it says. What does God do? He does not want anyone to be what? Destroyed. But God wants everyone to what? What does that tell you about the center of God's heart? Doesn't it tell you that at the center, the core of God's heart is that God goes, I rescue people. And I want you to join with me in rescuing people. So here's what happened. God saved you for a reason. He saved you so that you could do what? You could rescue people. Thank you. Three people have followed me so far in this message. I'm just joking. I know you're right there with me. It's compelling. I probably stepped on some of your toes already this morning. I've already made it slightly uncomfortable for some, because you're realizing that you're not really active in Christianity. God saved you so that you could be a part of rescuing others. That's your primary mission. And the Bible talks about this over and over and over and over again. Let me take you to one of the places that I love that helps us understand God's heart when it comes to rescuing people. Listen to this verse in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 11. It says, God says this to us, rescue those who are being what? Taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to their slaughter. Let me just make sure we look at that one more time before it goes away. Rescue those who are being what? Taken away to death. If you look at the bottom of your Kingdom Builder book, that's the verse that's on there. The bottom of your Kingdom Builder book, I put that verse on there because it is the theme verse for the year. Rescue those who are being taken away to what? Their spiritual death. Right? Hold back those who are stumbling to their slaughter. Guys, we live in a world full of chaos and wickedness and evil. People are blinded by it. And Jesus says this, I don't want you to shelter in your church and hide away and just come to this safe little place where the rescue society meets. No, he goes, no, I want you to get out there and I want you to do everything you can to rescue people who are blindly going to their spiritual death. Then God even goes a step farther and he goes, some people are so blind, they just don't even know that they're stumbling their way towards their own spiritual slaughter. I think of countries that I've been in, like India, wonderful, beautiful people, right? But so many people who have never heard the truth about Jesus Christ, they are literally stumbling their way towards their spiritual slaughter. Morocco, what an incredible group of people. Right? I mean, they love their families. They love their spouses. They love their children. They're trying to do life in the best way they know how, but they don't know Jesus Christ. And they're blindly, unintentionally stumbling their way towards their own spiritual slaughter. And this is what Jesus tells us. This is the command that God gives us. He goes, look, do everything you can to hold them back. Do everything you can to put your hands up and go, no, 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 you don't want to go this way. No, 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 let me tell you about something that's better than this option right now. Let me hold you. We want to do everything we can to get in front of them. Guys, that's what our Kingdom Builder partners do. When you look through the Kingdom Builder book, you're going to see missionaries and missions organizations. Here's what they are doing literally. They're jumping in the path of those who are walking towards their spiritual death, who are walking blindly towards they're stumbling towards their spiritual, succumbing to their spiritual death. And they're standing there and they're going, no, I'm holding you back. I'm going to do everything I can. You're going to have to walk around me to keep stumbling your way towards the slaughter. I love that about our Kingdom Builder partners. But I also love the fact that when you become a Kingdom Builder, you join God in this very same cause. Man, I love that. And then I think about the fact that what one person can do is like small, but what a group of people can do is amazing. And that's another thing that this book represents. It casts a vision to you and it helps you see that we're not doing this alone. We can't be in all these countries in front of all of these millions of people at one time, but when we do it together, we can. And that's why Kingdom Builders is a call. It's a call to unity at our church. It's a call to link arms together. It's a call to say, look, there's more that we can do together. We can rescue more people together than we could ever alone. I think about like the picture of someone that gets caught in a riptide, right? It's a horrific. I've been caught in a riptide before out in the ocean. That is a horrific, scary, scary moment. And although I've been caught in it and survived, I'm just telling you, many people have been caught and have died. And it was a serious riptide I was in. So I know the feeling of that. I know the panic of that. I know the fact where you're giving all the energy you can, right? You're doing everything you can to try to get to shore, but the shore isn't getting any closer. And the waves you think are going to ride, you're going to ride the next wave and it's going to take you in, but the next wave takes you back out another 5 feet. And so every time you get a little bit of hope, it crushes you. And I think that this world's full of people that are just swimming their way. They're scrambling to try to, like, stay afloat. They're scrambling to try to do life. They're scrambling to try to, like, you know, lead their family. They're scrambling, you know, to try to find hope and joy. And every time they think they're getting a little bit closer, all of a sudden the next wave hits in life and it takes them back a little bit farther. And when you're in an ocean and there's a riptide, how do you save that person that's in a riptide? One of the ways is this: if you got enough people, you link arms together and people wade out into the ocean and they grab the person caught in the riptide. And because they're attached to people all the way back on shore, then they drag that person through that riptide and they bring them back to safety. Guys, I'm telling you, this is what Kingdom Builders is. There's something that we can do together that we could never do alone. I know there's a lot of other missions organizations. I know there's a lot of other things asking for you to invest into them, but can I just say this, that when we unify together, we can rescue more people and we can hold more people back from stumbling toward their spiritual slaughter than anything ever that you could do alone. We did this, we proved this in 2023. 2023 was one of our largest missions giving years, Kingdom Builder giving years ever. We made some of the greatest impacts in 2023 in God's kingdom than we ever did. In fact, we gave even more than what we needed to fulfill all of our 2023 Kingdom Builder partners' commitments. We funded all of them. And then we're sitting here with thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars at the end of the year. And we're like, what are we going to do? Like, the church gave more money than what we actually committed at the beginning of 2023. And so the task force met again, and we went back to some of our partners, and we said to Royal Family Kids Camp, here's a few thousand dollars. Like, go rescue more children in 2024. And that was fantastic, right? We went to one of our partners here in Kearney called Collage. And we said to them, hey, look, here's a few more thousand dollars. Like, see how you can rescue more women and minister to more families that are here in Nebraska. And then we did something radical. We went to a church in Ogallala called New Hope, where a friend of mine, Pastor Matt Waitley, is there, and he has a vision to plant a church near Sterling, Colorado, and we said, we're with you. We're with you. It's not our church, it's not our church plant, but we believe that new churches help more people find Jesus, and we want to rescue more people in Colorado. So here's a few thousand dollars to help you do that as well. And then we took some of that money as well, and we use it for ministry tools to help us at New Life Church at all of our campuses reach more people for Jesus. We took all of those dollars, and what I'm saying to you is no dollars went to waste. Every dollar went towards rescuing people in Jesus' name. I want you to check out this simple thank you video from a couple of those partners who got that extra funding because of your extreme generosity.
Hi, New Life. Pastor Matt Waitley here from New Hope Church in Ogallala. Now, this morning, I get the great privilege and honor of just saying thank you for coming alongside us as we seek to plant a church in or around Sterling, Colorado. We feel like that maybe is where the Lord is leading us. I've been talking with Jeff about that for the last couple of years, and man, it's been on my heart, and it's been on Jeff's heart, and he's like, hey, I see that God has put you there for this, and I just want to come alongside you, and I'm going to bring this to the Kingdom Builders team and see what they think. And so guys, it's so amazing when the body of Christ comes together. Like, we are one, we are the big C, those who have trusted in Christ as our Lord and Savior, and then we operate in the power of the Holy Spirit to bring the gospel to a lost world. And I'm thankful that I get to be a part of this with you all and you all with us. On behalf of New Hope Church, Thank you, New Life Church. Thank you, Kingdom Builders.
Hi, friends. It's Gay with Collage, and I just want to thank you so much for all that you gave through Kingdom Builders this past year to help women facing unexpected pregnancies. I was out shopping over the holidays, and a woman stopped me in the grocery store. She wanted to thank me for all that we had done for her daughter. I didn't realize it, but her daughter had actually been the victim of a rape, and she needed the safe walls of Collage more than anything. And I want you to know that because of you, that family experienced Christmas with their grandson, something that they never imagined that they would be able to do. So thank you for what you did for that family and for so many more. And I want to encourage you to continue praying, because this next year is going to be a battleground. There are forces in Nebraska that want to make abortion legal up until birth. But with your prayers and your support, we can continue to make Collage the first choice for women facing unexpected pregnancies and help them to envision the life Christ died to give them and their children. Thank you so much.
Come on, guys. Come on. Yeah. That's just a simple picture of the impact that you're making. Not to mention all of the other missionaries and all of the missions partners that we heard about all through 2023. And in 2024, I promise you to do the very same thing. Week after week, you will watch a video, right, from one of our Kingdom Builder missions partners reminding you, thank you for giving, thank you for partnering with us. We are standing in the gap. We are holding back those who are stumbling to their slaughter. So guys, I don't know about you, but let's dream bigger in 2024 than ever before. What would it be like if we set a goal to say, we want to rescue more people, you know, from spiritual death. We want to rescue more people and have them follow Jesus in 2024 than ever before. And wouldn't that be a cool year? I just think it would be awesome. It would be awesome. So here's what I invite you to do. Let's reject the idea that the primary mission of the local church is just to feed me. Let's reject that idea, and let's lean in and go, the primary mission is, God, you saved me so that I can help rescue others. And that through that, just see if you are more spiritually full than ever before. Let's reject that idea, and let's lean in with what God's doing, right? Let's embrace the primary mission of the local church, and let's rescue more people. Let's partner with the center of God's heart, that none would be destroyed, but all would come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, and let's rescue more people. How does that start? How does it start for you in 2024? Well, it starts by you making a commitment. And I'm inviting you to make a commitment. In your Kingdom Builder book, every single person has a family unit, has one of these commitment cards, these Kingdom Builder commitment cards. Now, this card is extra long and it's perforated at the bottom. And here's the real reason for that is, I just want the bottom piece. We just want the bottom piece. The upper piece you can keep in your Kingdom Builder book as a bookmark. And by the way, I know you haven't had time to flip through that book, but we put a prayer guide in the back of that book for you so that you can walk through praying for our Kingdom Builder partners, and you can check it off as you walk through the year. And we're going to be sending you out, if you fill out this bottom card and you give it and you turn it in the offering today, or by the way, anytime this month, we prefer today, but anytime this month, then we're going to put you on a list where we're going to actually send you out a special Kingdom Builder information once a month that's actually going to give you some prayer points and some prayer thoughts and ideas of how you can partner with our Kingdom Builder partners around the world and be praying for them strategically. Something brand new that we're going to do in 2024. We want to take Kingdom Builders and turn it into part of your prayer focus, and we're going to empower you to do that. So if you want to be a prayer partner as well with our Kingdom Builder partners, you're going to want to fill out the bottom of this card, because that's how we're going to know that you want to be a part of this with us. So you might say, well, Jeff, I've been giving to Kingdom Builders for the last, you know, like 4 years. Why do I need to fill this out? I'm going to keep doing it. Well, because I want to know that, A, that you're with us. So what does the commitment do? Well, first off, the commitment is made between you and God. That's first. Secondly, the commitment is made between you and me. I'm the leader of the church, and God gave me a vision to lead this way. And I'm inviting you to go on this journey with me. So when you fill out this commitment card, you're making a commitment to God. But you're also You're also creating a partnership with the vision that God put in my heart. And I want to invite you to be a partner with me in rescuing more people for Jesus. So when you look at the card, you'll notice that there are two spaces on the card. One says, my commitment, and the other says, my supernatural dream. Now look, I'm not going to know what you're going to give, but I'm going to tell you what Kim and I are going to give. I want to do that because I want to help you understand, what would you put on these lines? I'm not doing it to brag. I'm not doing it to create any kind of manipulation. I'm just going to share with you what Kim and I are going to give because I want to help you understand, like, what does this card really mean? So when we look at the commitment, when I see the word my commitment, I think of the concept of what can I do? So I look at my budget and I go, what can I carve out of my budget on a monthly basis to sacrifice to put God first? Well, first I do this, I give God my tithe, right? So I give God 10% of what I make. Secondly, I want to give to Kingdom Builders, right? Because I want to rescue people. So Kim and I are putting on that line $300 a month. In 2024, starting in February, $300 a month. That's what we're writing on that line. The supernatural dream is like, wow, wouldn't it be cool? Like, God, if you gave us X amount of money, if we found this money, if it came like in a raise, or it dropped out of the sky in my backyard, right? Or whatever, right? I found this money. I would love to be even a greater investor into your kingdom. And Kim and I feel like $10,000 is the number we're supposed to write there. So we're writing $300 a month, and we're writing $10,000 as a supernatural dream. And then we're going to be praying, God, would you help us to notice how you give us that $10,000? Because it might come $500 here, $1,000 there. It might come at $10,000, but we're going to be looking, and we're going to be looking to give above and beyond that $300 so that we can rescue more people in Jesus' name. So guys, here's what I'm asking you to do. Would you join with Kim and I as we partner with God's heart to help rescue more people in Jesus' name? And would you just fill out the very bottom of that card, and would you just break it, right? And then would you drop it in a bucket in the back of our auditoriums? And if you're online, I'm sure that there is a commitment card digitally provided for you, and you can actually fill that card out right there. Well, church, look, I want you to be praying about this, and if you're not ready to make that commitment today, no pressure, all right? We'll be telling you about it all month long in February, but here's my prayer. Can I just tell you my secret prayer? My secret prayer is that every single family unit in our church, even if all you can do is $5, I would ask you, would you partner with God and let's rescue more people? Let's not become the rescue society that just takes care of us. But let's actually get on our boat. Let's go out into the choppy waters of this world and let's rescue more people in Jesus' name. Why don't you stand with me? Father, I come to you right now and I thank you. I thank you that your heart is that none would perish but all would have eternal life. And that's the reason why I'm standing here right now. I was lost, but now I am found. Lord, I was blind, but now I see. I was stumbling towards my slaughter, and somebody got in front of me, and they held me back. And Lord, I just want to offer that for the 8 billion people that are on this planet right now. I want every single man, woman, and child, grandmother and grandfather, aunt and uncle, I want them all to have the opportunity to know that you love them and that you care about them and that you don't want to see them end in spiritual death and separation from you because of sin, but you want them to be rescued by the love and grace of Jesus Christ, your Son, who gave his life on the cross. So, Lord, the little bit that I can do, would you take the little that we can do individually and would you pull it all together and make it something more powerful than any one of us could ever do alone. And Lord, together as one family, as one church in multiple locations, may we rally behind this cause of Kingdom Builders. And may we trust you for the supernatural. May we believe you for something bigger than what we can do on our own. May we look at our own budget and sacrifice, yes, but beyond that, may we trust you spiritually for something beyond those things. Lord, I just ask right now, in Jesus' name, that you would speak to this congregation and you would help us capture your heart for those who are lost, just like we were once lost. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.